Welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1996. I'm Fred Fobey. I'd like to give a big thank you to those of you who called in on the Al Wisk Show on WBAP 820 out of Dallas-Fort Worth, and a thank you to Arnold Evans and the crew of WBAP for having us on. On kind of a down note, that couldn't have been one of the worst nights for Southern DX in a long time. I had CHAM blown in here, as well as an unidentified adult contemporary station that was on for most of the time. And I noticed that 750 WSB and 870 WWL were almost non-existent. So DX was definitely favoring the North on that particular night. Hopefully we'll have another chance to do that in the future. Let's take a look at some of our DX change stuff. Eric Cooper at 23242 Caponte, Mission Viejo, California, 92692-1530 is looking for one copy each of a single issue of DX News. He needs the following years, 1943, 1956, and 1960. He'll pay all the postage and copying costs. And Steve Francis has some information on the National Radio Club Convention. Let's give a listen.
Hello, DX Audio Service listeners. This is Steve Francis. I'll be hosting the National Radio Club's 1996 Labor Day Weekend Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee, minutes away from the Great Smoky Mountains. The convention will be Friday, August 30th through Monday, September 2nd at the Ramada Inn in Knoxville, just off Interstate I-40 at 323 Cedar Bluff Road. Zip code is 37923.
Thanks, Steve. And again, that's at the Ramada Inn in West Knoxville. Double occupancy will be $48.50. More information will be forthcoming right here on the DX Audio Service.
DXAS!
The U.S. Army rocks Bosnia. And Ireland's Atlantic 252 is among a number of broadcasters on longwave radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. Longwave radio, utilized primarily for navigational beacons, is also home to a number of broadcasters in Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and Russian republics. Longwave has distinct advantages over medium wave and shortwave services because the longer wavelengths don't depend heavily upon skywave propagation to extend coverage area. Thus, during periods of high solar activity, when higher frequency broadcasting and satellite services experience significant disruptions, the ground wave signals on long wave continue to provide reliable service. This is especially true in auroral regions. Despite technological advances such as the GPS global positioning by satellite, navigational beacons have remained in service as a backup system during solar disturbances. Long wave also provides a means for broadcasters to reliably reach fishing fleets thousands of miles away at sea. The ground wave signals penetrate deep enough into the ground to carry for long distances in highly conductive ocean waters, such that signals can even be received in submarines. The following band scan is an example of what can be received on long wave. Reception is from International DX Audio Service headquarters here in Nashua, New Hampshire, using the low HF 225 Europa receiver and two antennas, a 100-foot long wire and 100-foot east sloping wire. Beginning at 153 kilohertz, this is Algeria. One 153 carries the Arabic Home Service, which is parallel 891 kilohertz medium wave, and international programs parallel shortwave frequencies. The station under Algeria could be Germany, Romania, or Russia. Next up, France on 162 kilohertz, the A Network, French language home service of Radio France.
Nananumba, Ongebala Negen,
France on 162 kilohertz. On 171 kilohertz, this is Radio Méditerranée Internationale Morocco with programming in French and Arabic, parallel 9575 kilohertz shortwave. Listen now for the station identification in French.
Avec un grand succès de la Dersoulouse de Narissa que nous reprenons cette soirée Ramadan. Bienvenue à vous, si vous venez de nous rejoindre, il est 23h21, vous écoutez Radio Méditerranée Internationale. N'oubliez pas votre rendez-vous avec l'émission Saracenis à 23h30.
You'll notice quite a bit of music programs on Long Wave, including on 183 kHz, the French language station from Germany, Europe 1, here with a blues music program.
Roger Johnson, qui était alors un ministre inconnu dans le Nord.
If your language personal, what do you have your phone?
At 194 kilohertz, I have a navigational beacon from Nantucket, Massachusetts. Listen for the code ID TUK in with aviation weather.
Aviation weather broadcast 2200 Zulu observation, unless otherwise stated. Boston, 15,000 scattered, 20,000 scattered. Estimated ceiling, 25,000 broken. 30,000 broken. Visibility, 25. Temperature, 4.2, dew point, 1.8. Wind.
On 198 kilohertz is the BBC from England, which at the time of this reception was carrying a radio drama.
Meanwhile, Fort Speaker and Clayford Beaverbrook, who have fortuitously landed on the back of a huge alien bird, are again finding that the most worthwhile thing in Ford's possession is something he acquired from the Salisbury branch of Marks and Spencer, a daughter of the Ford furniture, was demolished.
It's just the ground, you stupid bird. No. I'm just going to circle around here for a while, and sooner or later you'll have to let go of doing your job.
On 252 kilohertz, what is probably the most popular long-wave broadcaster and represents the best opportunity for most of us to log a broadcast station from this nation, Atlantic 252 from Ireland.
Hi, I'm Tommy Moyer, and I won £5,000 on Free Money Monday. But you could win £10,000 this Monday only on Long Wave Radio Atlantic 252.
From here on up to the AM broadcast band, I only receive navigational beacons, including a local aeronautical beacon, AS, from Amherst, New Hampshire, on 359 kilohertz. YSL on 402 kilohertz from St. Leonard, New Brunswick, Canada. And ZLS from the Bahamas on 526 kilohertz. If you're interested in further pursuing Longwave DX, consider joining the Longwave Club of America. For information, write to the Longwave Club of America at 45 Wildflower Road, Levittown, Pennsylvania, 19057. And don't forget to tell them you heard about it on the DX audio service.
This is ARMY, conducting transmitting tests from Fort Meade, Maryland. Alpha Romeo Mike Yankee is an instrumentality of the United States and operates under Section 305A of the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. Today's testing will occur in 1670 kHz in the expanded AM band with 5,000 watts using a non-directional antenna. This is ARMY, Army.
The U.S. Army tested their new mobile AM broadcast station on 1670 kHz in Fort Meade, Maryland, during the week of February 4. The station was heard from Hawaii to Sweden and just about everywhere in between. Portions of the test broadcast included classic rock music with requests. Here's how they sounded in Nashua, New Hampshire, as Specialist Perkins and Specialist Anderson played a request I phoned in, which I thought would be appropriate for Army Radio.
Next, what I got for you is going out to New Hampshire. Going to Bruce. It's the American Band by Grand Funkin' Railroad. Hey, Bruce. This one's for you. Live free or die.
This portable operation includes a readily assembled 150-foot tower and broadcasts with 5,000 watts of power. The station will be set up in Bosnia to provide a source of entertainment and information for our troops. The planned broadcast frequency is 1143 kHz. Army radio may even be on the air by the time you hear this, so give 1143 kHz a listen for an opportunity to log Bosnia on medium wave. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
And the 9th Annual Winter SWL Festival will be held at the Holiday Inn in Culpsville, Pennsylvania, with National Radio Club members Dave Schmidt, Ron Bailey, and Al Merriman attending, and you can join them too. Now, I have no further information on this event, but if you're interested in attending, I'm sure that a self-addressed stamped envelope to Richard D'Angelo at 2216 Berkey Drive, B-U-R-K-E-Y, Wyomissing, that's W-Y-O-M-I-S-S-I-N-G, Pennsylvania, 19610, will get you hotel and other information, too. Now, at this writing, Anarch is looking for someone to represent Decalcomania, WTFDA, and perhaps the International Radio Club of America. So, if you are a member of one of those clubs, why not help them out at the meeting? And speaking of the 9th Annual Winter SWL Festival, three National Radio Club members have been nominated for Anarch's DXer of the Year Award, with the award winner to be announced at Culpsville after voting by the Anarch reps. The three are Tom Bryant of Nashville, Tennessee, Mark Connolly of Billerica, Massachusetts, and Kermit Gary of Walnutport, Pennsylvania. Now let's turn the microphone over to Mr. Phil Wayne, otherwise known as Mr. Top 40. Here he is, Phil Wayne.
Thank you, Fred, and hello, DXers. Phil Wayne for MarketScope. As we look at radio in another market via the air-checking tape decks of NRC members. This month, Mark Erdman sent along a bunch of great air checks from central Wisconsin. So, let's hit the play button.
Radio, the way to go.
Whoever you are, wherever you go, whenever you need.
Time Gone by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on the classic rock station 103.3 WGLX. It's the night shift. Brian Wells, the Space Cowboy here. George Thorogood, also the Pure Prairie League, coming up in just a little bit. Taking your request for the third shift request hour starts at 10 o'clock. Give a call on the hotline at 424-WGLX if there's a song you'd like me to search around for and trying to play for you. The forecast for tonight, clouds 60 will be the low. turning mostly cloudy. There is a chance of showers tomorrow and tomorrow night as well. Tomorrow's high 70, the overnight low down to 42. Then for Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy, and it's going to start getting colder. 49 will be Saturday's high. 69 at WGLX.
Here's what's happening at 103.3 WGLX, the classic rock station.
Congratulations to Ray's Business Machines in Clover. They faxed us on their company letterhead, and tomorrow they will be enjoying lunch absolutely free from Taco John's and WGLX, the classic rock station. If you want to win next week, fax us 424-1347. Say, hey, I want lunch. 424-1347, that's our fax number. And also, if you want to win a hot air balloon ride for two, mail a postcard, a letter, fax, singing, telegram, whatever, to WGLX, and maybe you could win. Listen tomorrow morning at 7:30 for more details. And if you got any more questions, give a call on the Classic Rock Hotline at 424-WGLX. Amy on the Classic Rock Station, 103.3 WGLX by the Pure Prairie League on the night shift. Brian Wells, the Space Cowboy here, kicking off another 40-minute free ride with ELO and Foghat will be on the way, too, leading us to the third shift request. Tomorrow, if I can do a song for you, give a call on the hotline at 424-WGLX. Forecast over the next couple days, going to be cloudy in the area. A chance of rain on Friday, pretty much all day Friday, and it's going to start getting a lot colder on Saturday. Tomorrow's high will be right about 70 degrees, and then for Saturday, the high will be dipping down to 49. 70 at WGLX.
This week on Feature Artist Friday, WGLX presents Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Be listening for four song supersets throughout the day. Tune it in, check it out, and be a part of Feature Artist Friday on WGLX.
Hang on, here comes a 40-minute free ride. 103.3 WGLX. Make a note. This is the new 103.3 WGLX FM, Wisconsin Rapids, the classic rock station.
Well, you wake up in the morning.
The third shift request hour.
Get ready for it.
The third shift request hour on the new 103.3 WGLX, the classic rock station.
Up with the sun.
Oldies 100 WIZD, and that's Elvis and a good luck charm. Good morning. This is Pat Shanahan, 812 now, at Oldies 100 WIZD. And, of course, as we've been saying for the last few days, WIZD is powering up to do that after the 9 o'clock news and the Quitting Time Classic move to 9:06 or whatever. We'll be going off the air, and then our engineers will move the antenna from our current transmitter site in Linwood out to the new transmitter site in the town of Grant, and we'll be back on the air probably tomorrow morning. I think it probably will take them the bulk of the day to make the move and put it up on the new antenna, new tower, which is 465 feet high, and get the new transmitter, which is more powerful, get that all cooking, and we'll be higher tower, greater power, and we'll go with you farther as you travel. And we further or farther, whatever. Anyway, you can take us along. 813 at Oldies 100 WIZD.
Yes, sir.
Turns the corner.
Pet Week, now at Cops Food Centers in Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, Antigo, and participating IGAs.
And on the subject of pets and pussy cats and doggies and,
this is Jim Osborne, old number 68 of the Chicago Bears. It's now time for Central Wisconsin number one Bears fan, Pigskin Wally.
Finally, Monday Night Football, Buffalo's at Cleveland.
I think this is going to be a heck of a good game. This is the one game I'm going to look forward to all weekend. But I'm going to give Cleveland the edge because they are playing at home.
Okay.
So I got to go with Cleveland on that.
And Buffalo's getting old.
Buffalo is getting old.
Okay.
Even their commercials. I mean, they can eat candy bars all day long.
Right.
They can't win any games.
Pigskin Wally predicts Kansas City, Houston, St. Louis, Denver, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland. Okay?
I hope I have a better week than I did last week.
Oh, I think you will. You had some good ones before that. Talk to you later, Wally.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. At Blake's Restaurant and Lounge in the Plover Mall, Plover.
WYZD, Rudolph Plover, Central Wisconsin's oldies station.
It's 8:32. The temperature is 62 from the WIZD News Center. I'm Jim Hsu, the news and service of Mid-State Technical College. Soon the case will be theirs. After 9 months of not being allowed to talk about the trial, the jurors in the O.J. Simpson case are about to do little else but talk about it. The weather forecast calls for increasing clouds, a 3 in 10 chance for afternoon showers, highs 70 to 75, a 6 in 10 chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 55 to 60, a 70% chance tomorrow. Our high's about 70 at 62 now.
Okay, it is 8:38 now at Oldies 100 WIZD. Dave Grabsky's just calling in. He's wanting to know what he's going to do, what he's going to be... Dave wants to know what he's going to be listening to when we're off the air today.
Well,
see, that's his concern.
We should have got him some Oldies tapes there, I guess. Hello, David.
Hello, David?
Yes.
Yeah, you're there. Okay.
Here.
All right, well...
Well, you could hum for a while. How would that be?
Well,
you know that you don't know the words, but you know the music.
Yeah.
I know the words, and I know the music, but the problem is nobody wants to hear me. They keep telling me that there's a reason people make records, and that's so I don't have to sing.
Yeah, we can understand that. Just stay in the truck by yourself.
Well,
don't you still have that 800 number or the 900 number with all those women calling you?
I do, but I turn it off when I'm shingling because it's terrible running off that roof.
Oh, okay. You don't want it to give you shingles, huh?
No.
All right. Well, we'll get it back on as soon as we can, David.
Okay,
and in that time, of course, heaven knows how many buildings, apartment complexes you can put up during the course of the day, since it only takes an hour or less.
There'll be room in the county, that's for sure.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave.
Now, with all this extra power, that means I can play the music louder?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, you can turn it up a lot louder.
Okay.
Good. All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. That's Dave Grabsky from G&G Builders. He's going to go into withdrawal here a little after 9 o'clock. We got the 9 o'clock news and the Quitting Time Classic. And then we go off.
Is that it?
That's the word I have now, yeah.
All right.
So then we move the antenna and Hans.
Well, I'm just glad Bergman didn't have us do that, because I just really don't want to get up more than, 6 or 8 feet off the ground.
Well, I don't mind
in the airplane, but I don't like it on towers,
I did that a number of years ago, about in the 70s at QFM in Milwaukee, when we changed the transmission line. And, of course, that's a 22-story building.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what we were doing up there, but we were in a local labor because we were already on the staff. So
yeah,
they said they could just send us upstairs. And we almost got blown off into Wisconsin Avenue. And
that's wicked up there.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not going to. He gets to go on that one. Walt can check that out himself. He can walk the faces on the tower.
Rich Wood, who does this tower work for Skyline down in
Madison,
Sun Prairies, or somewhere there,
Cottage Grove, or
somewhere down there. Anyway, he was telling the other day how I think he had to change something on a 1,000-footer one time in 20 below weather. That change a light bulb. That's fun, huh?
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah. At least on those, they got elevators, but still.
Of course, Rich is a lot more agile than... put it this way. If Jim and I were sitting on one end of the teeter-totter, you could put about 50 Rich Woods on the other to balance it off. See?
Yeah.
He's built for climbing towers.
Yes. When he's so slender, when he was in school and turned sideways, they marked him absent.
8:41 at Oldies 100 WIZD. We should play a tower song here.
22.
Oh, not another one of these things with 22. Those stupid outtakes. I got burned again. Gene McDaniel eventually. I hope he doesn't start the song more than 3 times.
Central Wisconsin's best music mix is on Y108 WICO Wausau. I'm Larry Stevens with the best songs on the radio. Y108 Y-108, Central Wisconsin's best music mix, where we get you out of bed with Jay Thomas in the morning. Great way to start your day with the latest news, accurate weather, and of course, the best songs on the radio. Jay Thomas in the morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on Y-108.
Priorities, a 1-800-TO-KINKOS.
Y-108, Central Wisconsin's best music mix. How you doing? I'm Larry Stevens with the Queen of Sony, Mariah Carey. This is Fantasy on Y-108.
When the sun goes down, Y-108 slips into something a little more comfortable. Love songs. Every weeknight at 9, Larry Stevens plays Central Wisconsin's best love songs by request.
I'd like to dedicate "Search Is Over" by Survivor to Brad.
"I Love You Like That" from Mike.
Yes, by Brad to my wife, Debbie.
The night was made for love songs. Only on
Y-108. Y-108, Central Wisconsin's best music mix. Coming up this weekend, a trash treasure and bake sale to benefit various charities will be held Saturday from 8 to 5 and again Sunday from 10 until 3 at the Wausau Eagles Club on South 3rd Avenue in Wausau. If you need to know more, pick up the phone, give me a call. Here's Heart, Never, on Y-108.
Good time.
Yeah. Y-108, Central Wisconsin's best music mix with Janet Jackson. Her latest is called Runaway. I'm Larry Stevens. Got the best songs on the radio. Coming up, we have Michael Bolton's latest, as well as Madonna in the Human League.
The way to go.
A message from the Central Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Central Wisconsin weather.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Sunny early tomorrow, then partly sunny with a high in the low 50s. As for Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. It's 61 in Wisconsin Rapids, 59 now in Wausau.
You can bet it's not 59 in Wausau right now. Thanks, Mark. This is Phil for MarketScope. Maybe it's 59 where John Bowker is.
Historical moments in radio, stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And today, I want to quote from part of an article posted on the internet by a radio history enthusiast named Mark Roberts. Mark lives near Kansas City and recently wrote up what he found in the Kansas City Journal newspaper on March 28, 1941, a most important date. The headline that day read, "New radio settings effective tomorrow." And the article goes on to say, "Radio fans who seek to tune in their favorite Kansas City stations after 2 a.m. tomorrow may find themselves listening to a totally unfamiliar broadcasting station. For 2 o'clock tomorrow morning is the zero hour for radio moving day, when some 800 of the 893 broadcasting stations in the United States switch over to new wavelengths assigned to them in the reallocation adopted under the North American Regional Broadcasting Agreement in Havana back in 1937. Now, the Journal newspaper then goes on to list the new frequencies for all the Kansas City stations, including KCMO, KMBC, WHB, KCKN, which is now, by the way, KNHN in Kansas City, Kansas, and KITE, which today would be KPRT at 1590. There was no mention in the Journal newspaper of WDAF. And you could explain that away by pointing out that the stations down that low on the dial wouldn't be moving, and that sounds like a perfectly good explanation, except for one thing. The listing for KNBC is in just a little larger print and has a big arrow aimed at it. Now, the article goes on to say, "The switchover is scheduled to take place at the same hour in all nations that are parties to the Havana Agreement. That includes the United States, Canada, Mexico, Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Despite the 11th hour complication revealed in the release of the official Mexican allocations, that permits two of their powerful stations to remain on the air. Stations XERA, operated by Dr. Brinkley of goat gland fame, and KXENT, operated by the former proprietor of a cancer sanitarium. They will still be operated even though there had been a tacit agreement that neither station would be granted facilities after 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. But since the two stations are on a frequency assigned to Mexico under the agreement, there appears to be little that the other parties to the agreement can do to enforce that tacit understanding. The Havana Conference was called because problems of interference had been growing progressively serious since 1928. As more stations were placed into operation, radio officials found it difficult to assign frequencies that would allow each station to broadcast without interfering with each other. Now, following the Havana Conference, the United States, Canada, and Cuba immediately ratified the agreement, but Mexico failed to do so until March 1990. And the agreement had stipulated that reallocation was to take place 12 months after the date of the final ratification. Thus, the paper pointed out, tomorrow becomes Radio Moving Day. Now, the next morning, March 29, 1941, the Kansas City Times reported the new frequencies and wrote as follows: "When radio listeners tune in their sets today, they will find many stations not in their usual places because new broadcasting frequencies went into effect at 2 o'clock this morning. Of the 8 stations in this area, only WDAF will continue to operate on its old frequency, 610 kilocycles. All stations operating on frequencies between 730 and 1550 kilocycles, that's 802 of the standard stations in the United States, are affected by this new agreement. Listeners who tune in by hand will find it necessary to familiarize themselves with the new dial positions. Push-button operators must have their sets adjusted. Now, the job of resetting the push buttons is not particularly difficult or expensive, but is one which most owners are not likely to want to attempt themselves." James Fly, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, said last night on a nationwide broadcast that nobody likes moving day, but the nuisance will soon be over and the benefits of better reception and less interference will continue to accumulate over the years. Well, thanks very much to Mark Roberts, who researched this article in the Kansas City Press for us and who provided it to us for use in Historical Moments in Radio. Happy birthday to KVEN Ventura, California, 48 years old this month and going strong. This is John Bowker.
Well, froggy as I may sound, let's see if we can get through the CPC test calendar. Remember, you can help out the CPC just by donating 32-cent stamps or just by making a contribution. The money in stamps are used solely to write to stations to arrange these tests. Keep in mind that the times I give will be in Eastern Standard Time. 740 KBRT in Avalon, California will conduct a DX test on March the 2nd from 0300 to 0330. 690 HCJB in Quito, Ecuador will conduct a DX test on March the 3rd from 0100 to 0115. KBSU 730 at 1910 University Drive, Boise, Idaho 83725 is going to conduct a DX test on Monday morning, March the 4th between 0200 and 0300 Eastern Standard Time. Now this test will include march music, voice IDs, test tones, and Morse code IDs at 15 kilowatts on their daytime directional pattern. Reception reports may be sent to Mr. Ralph Hogan, Director of Engineering, and this test was arranged by J.D. Steffens for the IRCPC. 960 KMA in Shenandoah, Iowa will conduct a DX test on March the 9th from 0200 to 0300. And get yourself a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, keep the dial where it's at, because then from 0400 to 0430, listen for 960 WTCH in Shawano, Wisconsin. WWCN in North Fort Myers, Florida will conduct a DX test on 770 kHz. This test will be on March the 10th from 0300 to 0400. KBTC in Houston, Missouri on 1250 will conduct a DX test on March the 16th from 0300 to 0330. Stick around a little while longer and KALM Thayer, Missouri on 1290 will conduct a DX test also on March the 16th. This test will be from 0430 to 0500. And just to keep it productive, stay on the frequency and stick around for WOPP in Op, Alabama. This test will be on a frequency of 1290 on March the 16th, and this test will be from 0530 to 0600. WZZB in Seymour, Indiana will conduct a DX test on 1390 kHz. This test will be March the 25th from 0030 to 0100. WSBA in York, Pennsylvania on 910 will conduct a DX test on March the 25th from 0030 to 0130. Also, WBLA in Elizabethtown, North Carolina will conduct a DX test that same day on 1440 kilohertz. This test will be from 0330 to 0400. WLIK in Newport, Tennessee on 1270 will have its test on March the 31st, and this test will be from midnight to midnight 30. HCJB from Quito, Ecuador rolls around again with another DX test on 690. This test will be on April the 7th. This test also is from 0015 to 0030. WYTI in Rocky Mount, Virginia will conduct a DX test on 1570. This test will be on April the 8th from midnight to midnight 30. And the last two HCJB tests, HCJB on 690 will conduct a DX test on May the 5th from 0145 to 0200 and on June 2nd from 0200 to 0215. Again, that's our CPC report. And keep in mind that any stamps or cash are welcome because it goes to further the CPC committee and to get these tests on the air.
Musings from members by phone.
Hi, it's Doug Emerson from Painesville, Ohio, calling with regard to AM and DXing. First, I think that if the FCC doesn't shilly-shally around with their proposed rulemaking for digital audio broadcasting, that could become AM's saving grace. Otherwise, I think that there's a real possibility that AM could become a narrowcasting band as opposed to a broadcasting band. With regard to DXing, I used to live under the shadow of WGAR's tower when I lived in Cleveland. They're now WKNR, and for 18 years, I couldn't DX. So I'm really glad to be out here in Painesville again, if for no other reason than to enjoy the DX hobby, which I really did miss for 18 years.
Hello, DX members. This is the one and only Victor Schmidt reporting from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is January 25th. About a few days ago, as I was DXing, I noticed that WNTL is silent and has been silent ever since. I don't know what's going on, but I know WBZ will be extremely happy to know that this station in Indian Head, Maryland is silent because this is the station that forgets to sign off after sunset. They just leave the carrier going, and it's quite interesting to hear this station and WBZ fight it out after sunset.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. The unidentified station on the 49-meter band, which Jim Snowbarger recorded while in Europe and which he presented, that is Radio Flanders International, the Dutch language broadcasting service from Belgium.
Hi, this is Tom Dimio in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to congratulate Wayne Heinen for a great article that was in QST Magazine a couple of months ago. I really enjoyed that, Wayne. Also, WWTL 700 kilohertz, Frederick, Maryland, is now on the air. They came on, I think, a few days before Christmas. Most of their programming seems to be a simulcast of WTRM-FM from Winchester, Virginia, which is a Christian station playing mostly Southern gospel music.
Hi, Fred and DXers, Bob Rathbun from Lowell, Mass. Your question, is DX or is AM radio dead? The answer is no. It is overpopulated, but not dead. I began DXing in 1945. At that time, stations went off the air at 12 or 1 a.m., and then the next hour you got Central stations, next hour Mountain stations, the next hour Pacific stations with no interference. It was fantastic. 24-hour-a-day stations have hurt DXing a great, great deal.
Hi, Mike Dukin calling from the Lacouture Ojibwe Reservation in northwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday morning, February, what is it, the 30th, at about quarter after 2. To answer your question, whether is AM radio or AM DXing dying, well, I hope it isn't. With stations and call letter changes forever changing, some stations going off the air and making room for others to be picked up. And with all of the information with the CPC testing and all that happening, I hope it isn't dying. I don't know what more to say about that, except KJJO in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, suburban Twin Cities, on 950 AM, has changed their call letters to KSGS to go with their current format, Solid Gold Soul. And by the way, Fred, it was great to hear you on Media Network last Thursday, January the 25th.
Hi, this is Leonard Gross from Detroit, and I was calling about when on the survey on the 1310 frequency, the station WMTG is no more. I don't know if anybody knew about that, but the station is WDOZ on 1310 Dearborn, Detroit, and I just wanted to let you guys know about that. Thanks.
Hi, Fred and everybody. This is Bill Koppelman from Denver, Colorado. And I liked your idea of the question of whether or not DX, AM DXing is going to be is dying. Of course, I get your email posts, and I like what you said there about the fact that Real Audio is probably going to be the next way to be able to hear what's going on the AM band. I'm certainly hoping that Windows Speech is going to make all this a whole lot easier for blind people, and can't wait to see how the future is going to look with it all. Thank you.
This is Mr. George Dominguez calling from Inwood, New York, and my wife found at 1670 a new station that seems to be testing the tactical AM broadcast system at 1670. They're called KTRK from Fort Meade, Maryland. Do you know if anyone's gotten them yet, and has anyone commented on it yet?
Good morning, Fred. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. Here in February the, I believe it is the 9th. Could you tell me what's the power of the station at 1660? WJDM, I believe they now call themselves Radio Oz. We're picking them up pretty well out here in the Boston area. So that is the question.
Hello, DXers everywhere. This is Tom Jackson, old TJ from Sycamore. I'm doing this on February 6th, 1996. And I heard a station yesterday on the expanded band 1670. Yeah, 1670. They call themselves Army Radio, ARMY, Army Radio. Does anyone have any information on that station? They don't. There's no production. They just play classic rock and roll all the time, at least when I heard it. And does anyone have any information on that station? What's it about? Is it a legal station or what? I'm an old radio guy, but I still like to DX. DXing is still a fun hobby for me. It's not as much fun as it used to be because of all the satellite talk programs on at night, but hey, when we had all this cold weather and bad snowy weather, it was great to switch around and see how all the other cities were making out with all this lousy weather we were having all over the country. Hey, thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. Today is February 16th, and I discovered something yesterday, though I don't know when it began. Caribbean Christian Radio from the island of Grand Turk, which is normally on 1020, is now on a split frequency 1025. This may be gone by the time you hear this. If not, it may give some of you who haven't had the chance before a chance to DX this station. Also, it may cut down on some of the interference to KDKA, although it may splatter a little bit for WBZ.
Hi, this is Tom Rothrock in Hagerstown, Maryland. Just wanted to let you know that there's a new station in Walkersville, Maryland on 700 AM, WWTL. Which started on December 22nd. They carry mainly Christian programming. Also, speaking of 700, I heard one on 700 called WGZS, I think it was, in Dothan, Alabama. Does anybody know anything about that station? Thank you very much, and happy DXing. Bye.
Well, let's take a look at our DX time machine from the pages of DX News 50 years ago from the February 16th, 1946, DX News Magazine. The DX calendar listed specials from CP3 on 1390 on February 21, 5 to 6 a.m., and from TGO 1140 on February 24th from 3 to 4 a.m. WFBL promised to stand by for CP3, that is, go off the air for the test from 5 to 5:15. Al Bartholomew of Corning, New York, reported varies from 2 TM and 3 HA. From the February 23rd magazine, Ray Edge mentioned that sunspots were causing poor DX conditions. Al Bartholomew of Corning, New York, also reported a vary from VOUS 1460 from Fort Peverell, Newfoundland. 25 years ago, from the February 27, 1971 DX News, Dave Schneider of Kingston, New York, reported totals of 1,164 stations heard and 48 states verified. Fred Tankersley's first muse reported that he was majoring in electronics engineering at Sinclair College in Dayton, Ohio. 10 years ago, from the February 24, 1986 DX News, Fred Vobey penned an editorial entitled, "It's About Time That AM Car Radios Sounded Good," and included a review of one that did, the Pioneer KE-A433AM. And that's our DX Time Machine on this edition. Okay, it's time for a Simon Air Check. This time it's Oldies Stations, live, not satellite, doing a request show. Playlists of 1950 to 1980 music only. Remember, use a TDK or Maxell C90 cassette only. It will be returned to you with the program on it. Must be recorded in good quality. Sorry, no DX. Don't record a station that you've already recorded. Start the tape 5 minutes before the top of the hour. When it runs out, flip it over and record the other side. Tapes must be received by March 20th, 1996. And we'll have details about what's on the tape on the May 1996 DX Audio Service. And finally, Phil Wayne tipped me off to a great CD. It's called A Tribute to J.P. McCarthy. And J.P. died from a rare blood disorder on August 16, 1995, where he'd been holding court on Morning Drive on WJR AM 760 in Detroit, Michigan. And his producers took some bits and clips out of his past shows and loyally attempted to broadcast one last J.P. McCarthy show. If you'd like to get more information about this CD, write to, or I should say, call the J.P. McCarthy Foundation at 313-875-4440. And that's our edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Before I lose my voice completely, if I'm not here on the next edition, we'll have a guest announcer on the show. And I'd just like to say, 73, good DX, and get out there and support radio.